celebrating musical diversity in the Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills. We are 98.1 WKZE FM Salisbury and 105.9 W290BZ Red Hook. Streaming worldwide at WKZE.com.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Stepping outside, she is free. Snores as his wife gets into her dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?" At 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
Okay now, bye-bye, see you later. On your way out, don't let the door hit you in the...
my side, and she's breathing low.
Resting on a pillow of winds. Here on this Friday night on 98.1 KZE, it's Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo. Pink Floyd from Metal back in 1971. And a pillow of winds. Until the End of the World was from U2. And it was Brian Ferry. His contribution to the soundtrack of a film that I don't think ever saw the light of day in the movie theaters. A film called All This in World War II. A rather curious soundtrack album came out of that movie. I'm going to be playing some more songs from the soundtrack, but there's Brian Ferry and She's Leaving Home from All This in World War II. As we celebrate the 59th anniversary of the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, released back in 1967. Now, coming up in a matter of minutes, two songs from the debut album from the Alan Parsons Project. You Edgar Allan Poe fans, you're going to dig this.
Hello, it's Victoria at Victoria Gardens. Gardening has all kinds of challenges. Sun, shade, too much water, too little water. At Victoria Gardens, we try to simplify some of these challenges. We set up the nursery to be inspiring and as user-friendly as possible. We keep a well-stocked, deer-resistant section with trees, shrubs, and perennials. We then separate those into shade and sun. Cotone aster, poppies, peonies, bee balm, ornamental grasses, and butterfly bush, just to name a few sun-loving, deer-resistant plants. Our shade section has foxgloves, epimedium, forest grass. The list goes on and on. Come and see for yourself. We're located on the corner of Cottekill Road and 213 in the town of Rosendale. Open every day. Victoria Gardens. Visit and be inspired.
Red, white, rosé, wines galore. Irish, Scotch, Canadian, whiskey's in the store. Hi, I'm Peggy, the owner of Town and Country Liquors, the premier wine and spirits store in Ulster County. Located in the CVS Plaza, Route 212 in Saugerties, New York. Come in and welcome spring with us. Check out our vast, diverse selection of domestic and international products. We have loaded up on delicious rosés, small batch bourbons, and local and organic products. We offer wine case discounts, party planning, gift wrapping, gift certificates, carryout service, and convenient parking. We're open daily. Like us on Facebook and visit our website, townandcountryliquorstore.com. That's townandcountryliquorstore.com.
This is Graziano from Downtown Cafe in Kingston. You're listening to 98.1 KZE. Ciao.
And this is Darren DeVivo on Noises from the Valley. And it was back in 1974 that producer and engineer Alan Parsons met songwriter, vocalist, producer, keyboardist Eric Wolfson. And the two became the foundation for a studio band called the Alan Parsons Project. For their first album, they came up with a batch of songs inspired by the works of Edgar Allan Poe. The resulting debut album came out 50 years ago. Some of the things I read mentioned April 1976, others May 1976, but regardless of when exactly the album was released, it was 50 years ago. Tales of Mystery and Imagination, Edgar Allan Poe, the debut album from the Alan Parsons Project. Now, of course, as I mentioned, Eric Wolfson and Alan Parsons were the foundation of this studio band, and they would assemble the cast of musicians that would play on the recordings. And on this first song that we're going to hear, the legendary Arthur Brown is on lead vocals. It's The Telltale Heart. And then I'll follow that with The Cask of Amontillado, two from Tales of Mystery and Imagination, Edgar Allan Poe, the debut album from the Alan Parsons Project from 50 years ago, here on Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE.
Alone in helpless silence in the night. one with guilt to share, no secret soul to trust.
By the last breath of the four winds that blow, I'll have revenge upon Fortunato. Smile in his face, I'll say, come, let us go. I've a cask of Amontillado. Sheltered inside from the cold of the snow, follow me now to the vault down below, drinking the wine as we laugh at the time which is passing incredibly slow.
Say it's a game and I'll come to your You who are rich and whose troubles are few may come around to see my point of view. What price the crown of a king on his throne when you're chained in the dark all alone? Spare me.
It was 50 years ago that the Alan Parsons Project debuted with their album inspired by the works of Edgar Allan Poe. That debut album called Tales of Mystery and Imagination. Edgar Allan Poe. Two songs from the album here on Noises from the Valley at 98.1 KZE. That was The Cask of Amontillado, which featured John Miles on vocals and also Terry Sylvester from The Hollies. And before The Hollies, he was in the Swinging Blue Jeans. And before The Cask of Amontillado, we heard The Telltale Heart, the one and only Arthur Brown on lead vocals. You remember the song Fire, right? I am the God of Hellfire. Well, that was The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. And Arthur Brown singing lead on The Telltale Heart, getting help from Jack Harris. Two from the debut album from the Alan Parsons Project, fronted by Alan Parsons and the late Eric Wolfson. The album Tales of Mystery and Imagination, Edgar Allan Poe. And I neglected to mention before that Eric Wolfson was also a manager, and he was Alan Parsons' manager as their musical partnership got started. So, celebrating the 50th anniversary of that album from the Alan Parsons Project, next hour, we're going to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Peter Gabriel's album, So, and coming up in a minute or so, another song from jazz legend Sonny Rollins ahead here on Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo on 98.1 KZE.
The Arts and Culture Calendar on 98.1 KZE is brought to you by Newberry Artisan Market, home to over 35 local Hudson Valley vendors at 236 Main Street and Saugerties. NewberryArtisanMarket.com. Transcendental, Dr. Bruce Milner, in a new expanded office on Maverick Road in Woodstock, transcendental.net. And by Catskill Mountain High Dispensary in the Kingston Plaza, offering finely curated cannabis selections from the Hudson Valley. Delivery available at CatskillMTNHigh.com. At the Stissing Center in Pine Plains, New York, Friday, May 29th, at 7:30 p.m. in the Grace Note, Boston, Colorado-based quartet High Horse. Saturday, May 30th at 7:30 p.m. in Banning Hall, The Bang Group. Tickets and information at the Stissing Center. newberryartcenter.org. At James Street Art Center in Saugerties, New York. On display May 16th through June 20th, Surreal Group Exhibition. First Thursday life drawing sessions and First Friday long pose life drawing sessions are back at James Street Art Center. Check their class calendar for details. JamesStreetArtCenter.com. At the Phoenicia Playhouse, Saturday, May 30th at 7 p.m., Phil's Short Attention Span Variety Show. Sunday, May 31st at 3 p.m., The Lure of Ponies, A Spellbound Attic Mystery. Local filmmaker screening and Q&A. PhoeniciaPlayhouse.com. At Time and Space Limited in Hudson, New York, Saturday, May 30th at 1 p.m., the Met Live in HD presents El Último Sueño de Frida y Diego. Screening this week at TSL, The Python Hunt, The Last One for the Road, and more. On display at TSL May 23rd through June 21st with Quiet Eyes, an exhibition of New York State-based Malay Arts Visual Arts alumni. Tickets and info at timeandspace.org. At the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York, on view through June 7th, Bunmei Kaika, Political Landscape in Early Modern and Modern Japan. On view through August 30th, Splitting the Horizon, Frederick Church Between Border and Bridge. Running through October 4th, The Botanist at Vassar. Vassar.edu/theLoeb. At the Samuel Dorsky Museum at SUNY New Paltz. Ongoing in the Seminar Gallery, Space to Create. Ongoing in the Corridor Gallery and Sarah Bedrick Gallery, A Living Collection. On display June 17th through November 8th in the Chandler and North Galleries, In Our Time, R.B. Kitaj and Books. On view February 8th through July 12th, Watts per Lumen, newpulse.edu/museum. And that's a look at our arts and culture calendar on 98.1 KZE.
North Elm Home Furnishings in Millerton, New York is going out of business and selling everything to the bare walls, including furniture, home accents, and fixtures. Most merchandise is now up to 50% off, and they still have an amazing selection of the top name brands in furniture and bedding that you want for every room in your home, even outdoor, lighting, and more, all up to 50% off. The going out of business sale is in progress right now, but time is limited. For details, visit NorthElmHome.com. That's NorthElmHome.com.
Hello, this is Kristen Hutchins of Ruggie's Auto Group, and you are listening to 98.1 KZE.
So sad to hear the passing of saxophonist Sonny Rollins, who died this past Monday at home in Woodstock, right on the other side of the river from us here at WKZE. Let's hear another one from Sonny Rollins, and this was recorded live back in 1986. A performance of the song Best Wishes, live, Sonny Rollins on 98.1 KZE.
Thank you.
This is 98.1 KZE. It was 59 years ago today, Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play.
takes all your heart away. Standing by a parking meter, when I caught a glimpse of Rita, filling in a ticket in a little white book. In a cab, she looked much older, and the bag across her shoulder made her look a little like a military man. Discreetly, when are you free to take some tea with me?
The Wonderful World of Roy Wood here on 98.1 KZE. Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo. As we celebrate the 59th anniversary of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The album released in the UK in late May 1967, June 2nd, 1967, here in the United States. And we're celebrating tonight by featuring covers of some of the songs from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, like that 1 minute and 14 second rendition of Lovely Rita, courtesy of Roy Wood, as Roy Wood from The Move, co-founder of the Electric Light Orchestra, and then founding member of Wizard, Roy Wood doing Lovely Rita, his contribution to the soundtrack from the infamous musical documentary All This in World War II, the movie and soundtrack album coming out in late 1976. And the soundtrack album also featured Elton John's version of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, although it was initially released as an Elton John Band single 2 years earlier in 1974, and Elton John turned it into a big number one hit. That was when Elton John would release a new album and a new single every week, and everything would go to number one. And he had John Lennon contributing to that version of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, the Elton John Band, circa 1974. And I'll have more covers of songs from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band for you as we make our way to 11 o'clock this Friday night on Noises from the Valley here at 98.1 KZE. We also heard the great Sonny Rollins, who died at the age of 95 this past Monday, a live performance of Best Wishes, recorded in 1986 from his Road Shows Volume 1 album. I think there were four volumes in the Road Shows series that was released from the late, great Sonny Rollins. More from Sonny Rollins as well as we listen to Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE.
Hi, this is Scott from Jenkintown Motors. We are here to provide you with the highest level of safety and quality service with honest and clear communication. I want to personally thank you for choosing us to take care of your automotive needs.
Jenkintown Motors, auto repair and maintenance just off 9W in Highland, New York. Call Scott at 255-2500 and save 30% off an oil change on the dollar saver at 981KZE.com.
Hi, this is Lorraine from the Kingston Farmers Market. Join us in the County Courthouse parking lot uptown on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have over 80 local vendors with seasonal fruit, veggies, eggs, cheese, meat, fish, and other specialty goods and essential items. There will be live music, community groups, and special events. That's the Kingston Farmers Market in the County Courthouse parking lot uptown, Saturdays from 9 to 1, rain or shine. Find out more about our events and programs at kingstonfarmersmarket.org or on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for shopping local and supporting your local food economy. See you on Saturday.
Hey KZE listeners, don't forget to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram, where you'll get updates on contests, prizes, performances, interviews, and a slice of the KZE Easy Life. Connect with WKZE Radio on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates. And thanks for listening to 98.1 KZE.
Hi, this is Scott from Jenkintown Motors. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.
It was back in 2003 that the film Cold Mountain came out, along with the soundtrack album. And Alison Krauss did a version of this song that T-Bone Burnett and Elvis Costello wrote together, called The Scarlet Tide. And then we're going to get into some Michael Kiwanuka on Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE.
Thank you. from this place. I thought I heard a blackbill tone. A little bird did sing. Man has no choice when he wants everything. We'll rise above the scarlet tide that trickles down through the mountain and separates the widow from the bride. Man goes beyond up in the mechanism of swindlers who act like kings and brokers who break everything. The dark of night was swiftly fading close to the dawn. Just to lose him again. We'll rise above the scarlet tide that trickles down through the mountain and separates the widow from the bride. We'll rise above the scarlet tide that trickles down through the mountain and separates the widow from the bride.
Blessings, my mother says. don't keep me pressing. A heart that's given sin fall on my knees to the sky for a sign.